any bigger than that?
Nah, he was great. You know, they did such a great job on him the first time because we had nothing from a scheme standpoint to help him. And today we were able to throw the ball over the top quite a bit. But he was great, and he controlled the paint and certainly rebounded the ball at a high level. So that's about as well as overall I've seen him play. He was terrific.
How did you attack your defense differently to allow him to get better touches?
Well, we set a lot of side ball screens last time, and side ball screens, they kept it on the side and didn't force help, didn't do much. So today we tried to change the angles a little bit, and he was able to get a run and start to the rim a few times.
Bill, on the first game, they were always there on time on the help on the backside. They were kind of late. It seemed like they were late a lot today. Did you do anything to occupy that bottom guy?
I don't know, but it's harder to front and back if the ball's in the middle of the floor. Mm-hmm. It's much easier when the ball's on the side. So that was probably and the guy that they would help off of was Marcus, when that's who Vital was guarding, but Marcus had the ball the majority of the time. So that may have been a little bit of it, but I don't know.
Besides just schematically, you see something different in Mike Emily as far as being driven?
He's had a great year, and he's played turned up just about all year, but in a day where David fouls out in 4 minutes and he's got to play 36, that's a lot for a guy that big. But I don't know that there was anything different. He's a better player than his numbers show, and because he's so good defensively. But tonight, you know, he was equally good on offense.
What did the execution on the very last play that Baylor had, that three? For you guys, switching five.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it. You want to foul, you want to guard them, and we said, let's guard them. And it's not that we wouldn't have done that, but we're so small on a free throw play, and there's such a good offensive rebound on a free throw, you know, something bad could happen. Just like, you know, how do we screw the game up when you're up seven and you can't get the ball in bounds, you know, that type of deal. So we were in our switching five and make them back cut to score. And, you know, fortunately for us, he missed the shot.
Billy,
but it was guarded.
Most of the best big men are not around when they're seniors in college anymore. What is it like for Luxury, I guess, to have somebody with his experience and talent?
Well, it's obviously a luxury, but he wouldn't be here if he hadn't been hurt 2 years. You know, he played 9 games 1 year and 10 games another year. So basically, Doak is a sophomore and a half, from a playing experience standpoint. So we caught a break. You know, unfortunately, our team, you know, we were ranked number one in the country last year when he gets hurt, and then we don't finish strong. But that was the only reason he came back, because he was hurt. Because if he'd have stayed on the same path, he would have gone last year. So we even though it's unfortunate, we caught a break with that. But Gillespie's the same way. You know, he's improved so much. And, you know, he's an older guy, fifth-year senior, if I'm not mistaken. It's good to have big guys that know how to play position and can rebound outside their area and certainly can kind of control a team defensively like those two can.
Bill, having the time to prepare from Monday to Saturday, how much did that help you? And then how much did this just mean to you, this game?
Well, I think it meant a lot to our guys, a lot more than the league race. We didn't talk about the league race. It meant a lot to us from they beat us the first time at home, and you know that didn't. I mean, and they controlled it. They controlled the game at home a lot more than we controlled the game here. But I think we were pretty motivated to play a highly competitive game in a great atmosphere, and you know, with a lot of eyeballs watching it today. That meant a lot more to us than the actual league race.
What did you think about Isaiah today?
I thought he's good. You know, he let T get off early, made the first shot of the game, you know, when pressing up. And, you know, as obviously he's not 100%, but, you know, you think if a guy's got a bad hand, you're not going to let him shoot an uncontested shot right off the bat. And we did that. But I thought Isaiah was solid. He was good. I thought Christian did some good things off the bench, made a huge shot. But you know, playing out of foul trouble with Marcus, you know, that we caught a break there, that really we didn't take a step backwards when he was out of the game.
Is that why you had a day on Butler a lot?
Yeah. You know, if we could get to the last 6 or 7 minutes, you know, great. But up until the under eight timeout, we were going to try to keep Isaiah on Butler.
How does coming into a tough road environment, surviving a little late game adversity, help prepare your team moving forward in March?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. We got some things that we can obviously correct, but You know, this is probably the best environment we played in this year until Saturday. And then until the following Saturday, I mean, it's we usually catch guys in pretty good environments, but this was as good or better than any environment we played in this year. It was fun to be a part of it.
What kind of quality are these two teams playing with right now? Where, I mean, five combined losses between them at this point in the year. I mean, how good are these teams right now?
You know, you'd have to ask somebody that probably covers it nationally more than me. I'm biased because I think that I think Baylor is the best team that we have played against since I've been in the league the last 17 years. I think, you know, you could look at Oklahoma State in 04, and you can look at Tech in 19. But I think at the same stage, Baylor has played better than both of those teams at the same stage. So I don't know how it's going to finish, but that, I would certainly feel pretty strongly about that. So, and I think that we're not the most visually attractive team to watch at times, but I do think that we got a nice squad, and I think it speaks well for our league to have two teams that have done so well be at the top of it.
Those hiccups bother you, let them in?
Yeah, it bothered me. I mean, the game's never over, but gosh dang, I mean, we made a couple mistakes that you can't make late, and you know, it's things that we work on, but obviously game pressure is a little bit different than going against a scout team.
What did you think about the way you guys overall just defended Butler today in your game against
him? I thought we played, you know, he got his, but he's going to get his. I thought we did great. I wish Mark could have stayed on him. I think it would have helped us if Marcus could have stayed on him, but I didn't want to risk him getting his fourth foul early, but he's good. I mean, he's terrific. I mean, you know, they got three or four guys that you can make a strong case for first team all league, you know, depending on which day you watch them and everything. So I certainly Butler can make a case for player of the year in the league. I mean, he's a good player.
What about Dotson? How impressed were you with him?
I thought he played great. I thought I don't know how many turnovers Dot had. Two turnovers and the ball's in his hand all the time. And I thought he played great. And you know, it's you know, he's fast, and he can't get around Mitchell very good. That's how fast Mitchell is. But the plays that he made getting to the hole there midway through the second half were pretty big for us.
Where that horn went off, you maybe saw it rather than he kind of walked toward him, and particularly like pumping him up. Was it because of the defense he played on that last possession?
No, I don't know, Jason. You're reading into stuff way too much. So I really don't know.
Was it one of the best locker rooms of the year?
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah, we were excited. The kids are excited. They deserve to be.
Right.
It was a great game.